what sort of challenge are there on coverage units cause? I know that they haven't given up much of anything either way.
Yeah, they've done a good job, really. The kicker and the punter have both done a nice job. Sometimes I think in a kickoff, it seems like their philosophy may be to try to test you a little bit, tease you there, put it in there about 2 yards deep, and see if you'll come out. Against the Denver, where you would think that they'd be able to kick it out of there. They had a bunch of returns, so I think it's kind of they go into every game with the philosophy. And their punter's done a nice job. They've done a nice job of covering. Their gunners have done a good job. So it's going to present a problem for us, just like we try to do to people with our gunners and our punting coverage team.
How about Weems? Seems like he's been doing that for forever.
He just, he is a very talented. I don't know how talented he is. He just plays hard. We've talked to our guys all week about how hard the guy plays. He plays hard. He plays physical. As you said, he's one of them guys that he's always gonna be talking in your face, and he gives it everything he has. He knows what he does, what he is, and he does an awfully good job of it. He's a leading tackler on special teams. So he not only is a good returner, he plays hard in all phases.
Ron, what do you think of Whitehead? Is there certain attributes of him that you think could be useful to?
Well, he's an athletic guy. He can run, and obviously football is the speed is the name of the game, and we just got to get him. We hadn't had a whole bunch of reps since camp, but we got to get him up to speed quick. And but he's a football player, and he seems to. And I think that's one of the things that the coach does a great job of is when we're. When we're using our show teams and so forth, and we as much as we can, we try to do the things that we do. For that reason, if something happens where they do have the opportunity to get called up, then they're not completely blind. They're in all our meetings, so he hears what's going on during the week, and I think that's and I'm sure most people do the same thing. But we there's certain looks that you have to show the opposing looks and so forth, and do it like the opposing team does, but. For the most part, when we can, we use our techniques and things, so it's not completely foreign to them if something like this does happen.
Where does Geronimo Allison fit from a special teams philosophy?
Well, it's a little different because he's a long, high-waisted guy, and he can do a lot of the same things that Jeff does. Probably a lot of the same places, a gunner on the punt team. He's a what we call lob or rob on the punt return team. Probably a tackle, or more so on kickoff return. And kickoff, we just give him a spot and run down there real fast and try to make something happen. But he's since he's been here, he's been a hardworking guy, a lot of effort.
You asked Mike this morning about the low volume punt returns, not in terms of yards, but just attempts. And he talked about wanting more violence with hands with guys. What have you sort of thought of the punt returns so far?
Obviously, it's not where we want it to be. We got to be a lot better in punt returns. But I think it goes back, we've had, three or four punt returns, or four, because you can't count the one in Minnesota, which is not very many at this point in time. And, we got to make some things happen, And once again, there's a thin line there. You don't want him taking chances and taking off when he shouldn't take off. But on the same token, the thing we got to do is we got to hold up the outside guys. We people are causing us the same problems that we try to cause problems. And then you go back. It's one part of the game. It's officiated a little bit differently. We've had some returns. A couple of returns that were called back. Once again, everybody. What happens in special teams is they may be covering and they get held in the same way, and then they're doing the same thing when it's reversed the other side and they get called. So so they just got to play through that stuff. They got to just keep playing hard. But once again, I'm hoping that we're going to get this thing on track the way it's not that we're not working and it's not we're not expecting to get it going, but the techniques and so forth that we they understand them and we just get and then the opportunity's got to present itself as well.
Ron, have you seen a lot of poise with Davis when he's back there in terms of handling that?
Yeah, I said something to him today. I like his personality. He doesn't talk a lot. He just, he's a tough guy, and I like, he's an athletic guy. And just, I said this many, many times, you can't buy experience, and the more experience he gets, as a football player, whether it be on offense or special teams, he's gonna continue to be a guy that I think improves as he plays.
Did you see the play Sunday night where Bobby Wagner jumped over the line on field goal block? Is that something that you
ever consider? Is that part of your game plan?
Well, if you have a key, in other words, I don't know. I saw a little bit of something where Sherman said that they had a that's what you always got to work on is you don't give them a rhythm where they can line up and do that. They tried to do it against us. I mean, if you remember the last 2 years. And so you're constantly working where they can't get any kind of rhythm between the holder and the snapper, and you know, because that's you have to have something. You can't just guess, when to go, when to jump.